The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about your health, as long as it's a non-drug, non-surgical approach. We've got the answers, and we can probably show you some things you didn't know about. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We have an interesting program today we'll get into in a second. And, you know, I've had the opportunity for many years of lecturing worldwide and traveling and seeing different approaches to health. And let me tell you something. You get outside the borders of the continental United States and you look outside at traditional approaches to health, wellness, disease, and so forth, if you will, there's so much more that can make sense. And this is one of the topics. I've been to China twice. I've studied at clinics there. I've done grand rounds at some of the hospitals in Shanghai and Beijing. And it is always amazing to me to see the effectiveness when the proper therapies are put together in a way that it enhances and supports the body's capacity. We're going to talk about a subject that unfortunately too many people in Western society suffer from. And what we're talking about is hormone imbalances. And in studio, none other than a super smart person, somebody who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, doctor of naturopathic medicine and acupuncturist, Dr. Stephanie Pina. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
We're both back from outer country experiences.
I know. We've been playing hookies.
We have. Yes. I guess it's time to go back to work and do a lecture or two.
Do we have to?
I guess so.
Hey, you were in Cuba.
Yeah, and you were in Ireland and Scotland.
I know. Two different ends of the world.
Definitely.
So we bring back the many different experiences. Mm-hmm. Seriously, though, it's always fun to see how the rest of the world works. You know, Dr. Stephanie, you have an amazing intuitive nature to you. And, you know, you've treated thousands of people at this point in your career. And you do it from a point of putting a lot of different pieces together. But the amazement, the energetic platform is one that constantly and continually amazes me. And when we're talking about energetics, we're talking about the body's vibrational pattern, but we're talking about all things having vibration, from the foods that we eat to the herbs that we put in our body and so forth. This topic that you're going to be doing this Wednesday evening, the 20th of the month, God, this year's half over almost, right? So the 20th of month at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing is on acupuncture and hormone imbalance. But it's more than that. And just kind of set the stage for you. You know, when we're talking about hormone imbalances, we're talking about men and women. We're not just talking about women here, you know, and, you know, we always talk about women going into their, I call it their personal summers, you know, with the hot flashes and so forth and the erratic, you know, emotional states and so forth. But, you know, the end of the day is that guys do the same thing. Guys hit a certain place, they get grumpy, they get, you know, they bark and they snap and so forth. And a lot of women are saying, yeah, that's my, remember, it's Father's Day. You got to be nice at least for one day. And the problem is that you have reduced energy and, you know, this cyclic pattern of hormones just doesn't relate to women, it relates to men. And so let's touch on that a little bit. First, I guess the best question is, you know, how do you identify male, female? How do you identify imbalances in hormones without, you know, doing tons of testing? Is that possible, number one? And obviously, we're talking about everybody across the board, men, women, and even children.
Mm-hmm. So you absolutely can identify it. And the great thing when you have someone who's a Chinese medicine practitioner is, you know, a lot of the principles that we're using are very basic, but they were brought together about 3,000 years ago. So we didn't have testing. We didn't have imaging. We didn't have everything, symptom surveys and everything. So a lot of the training that we have is really that one-to-one communication with patients to see what they're experiencing. So the good thing is that we all have the same hormones. You know, we always want to put estrogen and progesterone in the sex hormone, area and, you know, say, oh, that's a female problem. And then men, oh, it's the testosterone problem. Do we boost it? Do we not boost it? What do we do with it? Is it depleted? How do we test it? And do I just give even natural supplements to just increase the amount? Well, the problem is not always, is there one hormone that's in control of the other? They all work together and they're always working together in everybody, man, woman, and child. So the good thing is that we want to be able to identify the issues, see if there's overlapping issues, and start treating the underlying problems that create hormone balance that we don't think about, instead of just supplementing it and also just saying, well, it just give it time. Or when working with younger women, they used to say, well, just get pregnant. Your hormones will shift. This will go away. That doesn't work out well. Or
no,
with
it
men.
It never does.
Now there's the newest commercial with the, I think he's a baseball player. I don't know what he's an athlete. Let's just say that.
Yes.
I don't know what he does. And he's just like, you're going to like this too. And so he's like pointing to the ladies in the audience and the men in the audience about what kind of new testosterone booster they should have.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
not really addressing the cause and why someone's in there, and not everybody, even when their hormones are in balance, are going to have a great, wonderful day. So you have to identify other issues that are connected to the hormones and how they all work together.
Listen, guys, heads up. You know, all of these male enhancement stimulators, you hear them on this radio station and other places. If your body's working the way it's supposed to at any age, those things shouldn't be necessary. And so that by itself tells you that there's a problem. And when we talk about hormones, we're talking about all kinds of things. Progesterones, estrogens, testosterones, what everybody has. We're talking about things we don't actually put a finger on. A hormone like thyroid hormone. We're talking about a hormone that the pituitary produces, melatonin, that helps regulate normal cyclic patterns, and it stimulates something called the pineal, which is the orchestrator for hormones. So there's a lot of different pieces of this puzzle that, you know, traditional approaches to balancing this stuff doesn't, it's not about going to your doctor and getting a chemical, you know, potpourri, if you will, to try to balance things out. So, Dr. Stephanie, let's kind of get into this and, you know, kind of pull it apart a little bit. You know, so in traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture, it's hand in glove if it's done properly with Western diagnostics. And I mean, if you want to get specific, you can. But more importantly, let's talk about why so many people are suffering from, in this society, from hormone imbalances, why we're seeing so many, and what, you know, what they look like.
There are a lot of factors that involve with that. And the problem is we all want to chuck it under one factor and say, ah, there it is. And that's where the magic bullet can come into place and then take care of everything. But it doesn't work that way. Our overall lifestyle and stressors and the fact that we kind of push, we don't have that relaxation that we need. We don't have a proper time to take care of ourselves, to eat properly, whether it's for our blood type or for our constitution type or our religion and spirituality. Everything that goes along with that is going to play into the hormone factor, because the hormones are trying to regulate our homeostasis. It's trying to keep us in balance so that we function the best that we possibly can. So whether you're looking at it from a Chinese medicine standpoint and using something like acupuncture or herbs, it doesn't matter if you're looking at how high a certain hormone level is, because that person's going to feel it. And we see this over and over again. People come in and they bring their lab reports and say, see, this is what's wrong with me, because this is what my medical doctor had said. And they'll say, or they'll come in worse and they'll say, I'm perfectly normal. I hit all the normal ranges, but I don't feel good at all. Why is that? And it's because, well, the lab work says you're fine, but you're not your numbers. You are who you are, and that's what we have to start to treat and have that open discussion, which people aren't used to having that discussion with their doctors. They're used to being told what to do instead of how to do it and get actively involved with it. And in Chinese medicine, that's a very, very important part of how you treat a patient.
Absolutely. It's the feedback. It's the interchange. It's the Q&A, and it's both ways Q&A. It's the doctor asking the question, but the patient asking the question. And we miss that in our society. It's an unfortunate error in how Western medicine evaluates things. You know, when you have, okay, my progesterone level is off, you know, when I explain something very simple to patients. Well, it's, as you said, everything's normal. Well, let me look at it this way. Here's your estrogen, and it's within normal brackets. and here's your progesterone, which is a buffer, if you will, a balancing act with estrogen. But your progesterone happens to be lower. By definition, now you are estrogen dominant, and it's off the charts. So now you become more predisposed to other things like breast cancers and prostate cancers. By the way, guys, same thing holds for you. So remember, the breast tissue and the prostate tissue are genetically the same. So that's why we're seeing more and more. We can get into, you know, a lot of different things. But more importantly, I want you to understand that what we're talking about is not a female condition. This is a male condition as well. This is a child's condition as well. If it's not done, not looked at properly, we have a lot of challenges, particularly with diet and environment and so forth, that are causing, aberrations, if you will, into this whole situation. Dr. Stephanie, let's people who have polycystic ovary disease. You know, this is it's on my mind because I've had, interestingly, within probably the last 30 days, I've had about six patients come in and tell me, you know, well, my doctor diagnosed me, because I told them they had a hormone problem, said, well, my doctor diagnosed me as, you know, having polycystic ovary disease. So let's relate that, because there's a male piece to that as well, but let's relate that to what we're talking about.
Well, what's interesting with that, and those that don't know it, it sounds a little bit like what it is there can be multiple ovarian cysts, or a cyst on the ovaries itself. And what that does is it can make irregular cycles. It makes it difficulty for pregnancy. It interacts with a lot of different hormones. And what's interesting is there tends to be higher testosterone. So this is usually, you know, it's going to be seen in women, higher testosterone. So you have more hair growth, you have more testosterone in the body, you have skin discoloration. But what's also interesting, and one of the main ways it's treated in the conventional medicine arena, is they'll give metformin, which is treating the blood sugar levels. So they look at what the blood sugar and the insulin levels are actually doing. So now you have an estrogen issue, because it's not estrogen, progesterone can't function properly. You have a testosterone issue because it's elevated because of the estrogen and progesterone not being balanced. Now you have a blood sugar issue on top of it. And then sometimes you throw thyroid into there as well, too.
Well, insulin's a hormone.
Exactly. They're all hormones. They're all hormones that are being produced in this human condition that basically all interact. So by treating one section and then treating another section, you're not treating the interaction within them.
By definition, you're throwing it off to even further than what it
was. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why it makes it so complicated for people to get treated with, because a lot of times they go in and they may see one piece of the puzzle treated and not another one. And then technically, in order to get that diagnosis, just like other kind of hormone related issues with females like endometriosis, which is becoming more and more popular, and people are coming in with that definition, they have to go in and actually see these cysts and see the tissues and stuff. So now you have to have a surgical procedure to get fully diagnosed, where you already have symptoms of it relating to underlying hormone imbalances.
You know, interesting article that I read probably about 6 months ago about guys forming endometrial tissue. And it took me by surprise. It's, what? And then it suddenly made sense. And they're talking about lesser observed situations within prostate tissue, and they're more cystic than anything else. And they went to the imbalances between estrogens and progesterones, which is, you know, directly related to your endometrial problem. And by the way, all of these things that we're talking about can be fully reversed. These aren't things that you have to live with. And if you go the medical route, you're just setting yourself up for other. Here's an opportunity. This Wednesday evening, at the Results Center for Healing, June the 20th, Dr. Stephanie Pina, my guest in studio, your host, and she's going to go through, those of you who heard Dr. Pina present before, knows you can't know anything other than this is one really smart human being that can put these pieces together in a way that makes sense. We're going to come back after a very short break, and we're going to talk about some of the diagnostic criteria, some of the things that you can see physically that would make you say, yeah, I've got this problem. This is what's going on. I'm excited about this program. This is going to be, you know, one of those things of aha moments. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We're in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Ask questions. See if we can point you in the right direction. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, the 20th, Dr. Stephanie Pina. She's going to be talking about acupuncture and hormone problems and balances and so forth. And guys, this includes you. Don't just look at your wife. because you're the grumpy bear too. I know it's Father's Day. I'm supposed to be nice to you, but I get to be dad today too. So, but I get to pick on you. No, seriously, at the end of the day, it's about all of us. And we're living in a world that we're seeing too much of this. Watch the tube and you're seeing everything from, you know, Cialis and Viagra and all kinds of things to calm your moods and shift your body and so forth. Well, it doesn't have to be. This is an opportunity to listen to one of the best people I know of in this particular subject area. Dr. Stephanie is a doctor of naturopathic medicine and an acupuncturist, and she can put it together. She specializes in this area. Before we get too far, I want to go to the phones. James, thank you for being extremely patient. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard on a radio talk show a chiropractor from Oregon mentioned a technique I'd never heard of, using the sort of rubber covering for injured fingers. You can put it in the nose and blow it up like a balloon, and that would help migraines. Would the same stuff help concussions?
It's very possible. It's called specific endonasal technique is what you're talking about. It's been around since the 30s. It was developed by a guy who's a naturopath and a chiropractor. And that was a springboard off of some other things that came out of the osteopathic profession many moons before that. So what you're looking at is you've got a skull that's that houses a brain, and it's made up of 22 bones, and these bones are movable. They have little sutures. Their joint spaces look like saw teeth interdigitations. And then underneath that, in the inside of these bony apparatus, is a big, heavy, almost like plastic-like saran wrap binder. It's called the dura, or hard matter. And it's thick, and it allows the sutural plates to expand and contract as somebody breathes in and out. And then spinal fluid is pumped as a result of that. So sometimes through injury patterns and trauma, things that can cause concussions with increased pressure within the cranial areas, these sutural plates lock. And, you know, you've heard, if you've looked at it at all, you've heard of cranial release and so forth. And that's very gentle modes of releasing and trying to balance these sutural plates to allow the spinal fluid to move the way it's supposed to. And then subsequently, the pressure decreases. It's one of the better things that we can use when somebody has high blood pressure that won't come down, because it's these plates that, you know, won't let go. But specific endonasal technique, as you were alluding to, what happens is you take finger cots and you double bag them, and you take, if you've seen a blood pressure cuff, you know, the pump, they take the pump handle and then very specific little rubber bands, about the kind that you would put on dental braces, you know, to hold the top and the bottom together. And then you use them and you feed them inside the nasal membrane into the sinus cavity. And you pump it up, and it's basically 3 seconds. And you do each side of it. And you'll hear the sinuses open, is a cracking type of sound, but it's just this crepitus, if you will, this adhesion that you're hearing. And you end up having an effect with a lot of things. Some of the work that we're talking about today with hormone patterns, if it has to do with the pineal or the pituitary or section of the brain because it's not working specifically, this can make a big difference. But it's been around for forever. In the early part of my career, when I was an intern, I was taught it specifically at the National College of Chiropractic, now the National University of Health Sciences, and I did it for many, many years. My practice got way too busy, you know, for me to continue, because it takes some time, but it's effective, but it has to be done. You know, you have to pick the patient specifically. You have to make sure that it's a cranial problem. It can be many other things. When in cases of a trauma or concussion, you have damage. Concussion, by definition, is a bleed. And you have this increased pressure that's in there. So you want to release that. Sometimes there's easier ways of doing it than through endonasal technique. But it does work. So what else would you like to know?
No, that was it. It sounded good. So thank you for your information.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. If there's anything else we can do, call us back.
Your definition served okay.
Is that okay?
I guess so. You did okay.
Did I come?
You did okay.
Okay, good. Then I'm back. The jet lag's gone. My brain is back. I'm working again. 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina. Dr. Pina, when we come up We're coming up to the break at the half of the show, and what I'd like to do when we come back is I'd like to talk about some of the indicators that would suggest somebody has a hormone problem. You know, it's facial expressions, if you will, some of the things that we say, yeah, that's part of, because that's part of traditional Chinese medicine. And I'm going to ask you a question, too, that so many people ask, and the question is going to be, is acupuncture a religion? We'll hold that thought as we come in up to the break, because that's one that keeps coming back and we keep answering the question and somehow it's not being satisfied. So we'll get that done momentarily. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, guys. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio on Father's Day, just for you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have a question on with your health. See if we can point you in the right direction, something that might make a difference. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Stephanie Pina, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine and Acupuncturist. We're going to be talking about hormones and treating them through non-traditional methods of acupuncture, herbs, and so forth. You know, you owe it to yourself to find out what's going on. If you find yourself low energy and grumpy and your brain's not working, and ladies or guys, both of you, sweating at nighttime, having your own personal summers, you know, those hot flashes, those are just the tip of the iceberg in so many different things. You really need to find out how these things, because it's not normal. Other parts of the world do not suffer this way. It doesn't have to be that way. So why don't you find out? Why don't you find out why that libido's gone? Instead of reaching for Cialis and Viagra, there's another way, guys. There's things that you can do. And ladies, instead of having to go through this transition and going to your doctor for supplemental estrogens and progesterones, if you combine the things properly, maybe there's a way of making that happen. Dr. Pina, I left the first half of the program and I said I was going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. And it's one that seems to be prolific, if you will, because it keeps coming back. And as you know, I'm a qualified acupuncturist as well, and I've been, you know, answering this question for 41 years of practice. Is acupuncture religion?
No.
Why? Why do so many people think it is?
I think it's the same thing that surrounds the mystery of acupuncture and Chinese medicine and a lot of things we don't know. It's the fear of the unknown. It's easy to mystify it, and basically we need to demystify it for a lot of people, but there's no spiritual belief. You don't have to believe the needles are doing anything. You don't have to believe the herbs are doing anything. You don't have to believe the acupuncturist is doing anything, and you're not necessarily idolizing the practitioner. I mean, I know we have people listening to the show that like to idolize you, Dr. Zell, but you're not a religion.
It just said that they have good taste. Rozellology.
Rozellology. All right. That's a whole nother. So no, acupuncture is not a religion. You know, some of its basic ideas are seen in other religions, like keeping things in balance and being involved with nature and being in balance with nature and allowing things to flow freely in order to correct itself. But really, it's a technique. It's a type of medicine. And acupuncture is part of traditional Chinese medicine, or East Asian medicine, as we're calling it more so now, where it involves other things other than just acupuncture. It's food therapy. It's got its own food therapy, which is way more basic than when we have Sue on here talking about glucose intolerance and blood type diets and stuff like that. It's really, really basic. There's exercises and movement therapy like Qigong and Tai Chi, which is, you know, very simple movements all the way up to martial arts. There's a lot of different components that are involved with there. Same thing with Chinese herbs, where a lot of all that was based off of was observation of what was going on in nature and how people responded to herbal therapy, and they built formulas off that either to tonify the body or to sometimes help purge the body. So when we look at acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and like I said, we get people come in all the time. One, that's a great question to ask a licensed practitioner who knows what they're talking about, because they'll sit down and go through that. Same thing with the lecture this weekend, or on Wednesday. Yeah, thank God it's not this weekend. It's not prepared yet. But this weekend, it's a time to ask, if we're saying that hormone management can be done through acupuncture and Chinese medicine, how can that be done? Here's the time to ask the questions about acupuncture as well, Because what's the better time to do that? When you're nervous about it and you can talk to someone directly, or when you're going in and actually having it done and going, wait, I have an issue with this. So we get asked these questions all the time and we always answer them. So the easy answer is no, there's not a spiritual aspect of it. It doesn't conflict with my own personal religion or anyone else's religion. We're not trying to convert anyone. We're trying to use a medical therapy to help move, circulate, and balance everything in the body.
Well, I had a patient the other day ask me the question, and as you know, I'm Roman Catholic, and I said, and this woman was as well, and she's very fearful of acupuncture. And I said, your Pope just gave a blessing on acupuncture. You remember that commentary that came out?
Yep. And it was right about the same time when he was visiting here in the DC area that he said basically he uses acupuncture for stress reduction. And I believe he had gallbladder and blood sugar issues, so a hormone issue. He was using it for a lot of different things, so he could come out, and then actually there's an article written that was released about the same time he came here to D.C., and I believe Pope John Paul II, who was his, well, not quite his predecessor, but the one before that, he had also put in some doctrine about the fact that acupuncture was fine, it wasn't going to be a conflict with the Roman Catholic Catholicism. There's a lot of different information out there, and we don't have anyone come in, they're not idolizing acupuncturists. As far as I know, there's no acupuncture rock stars out there, so not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We might get there. Yeah,
but I'm working on it.
it's an interesting, a piece of application when it comes to health, because people were great observers and they saw that the body would respond to certain types of things. The body, we know in traditional Western medicine, responds in a certain way at nighttime. One of the things that we're talking about right now is hormones. The pineal gland works at night when the lights are off and completely dark. And so if we have people who are sleeping at nighttime, with the lights on or with devices all over the place, that pineal gland cannot work and it cannot set the stage for normal hormone balance. So people are, they're all messed up when it comes to trying to to stabilize and regulate their hormone cycles. So when you talk about, well, it's night and day, hot and cold and things like that, they're balances that have to be maintained within the system. So I'm glad we cleared that up. We can talk about that more. We have so much to talk about today. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here. And this Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And she's going to be talking about this subject, acupuncture and hormone balance, guys, women, children, across the board. This is an opportunity to really learn something and maybe for the first time, get it together and understand. And when you talk about acupuncture, it is a part of the overall pattern. It has to do with herbal medicine. It has to do with certain types of manipulative modes and so forth. And she's going to touch on all those things. This is an opportunity to really learn from somebody who's amazing and the breadth of knowledge. Dr. Pina, let's talk a little bit about what I alluded to begin with, is that there are diagnostic criteria, things that you can see, and I know you're going to point them out, from the way the face looks, the tongue looks, and so forth, that would suggest, that would indicate that somebody has an acupuncture problem, or not an acupuncture problem, but a hormone problem, and even the way their body shape, what are some of those things?
Well, you mentioned the face as well, too. And, if anyone's ever seen a teenager going through hormonal shifts and a period started to change or those hormones starting to kick in during puberty, you'll see certain areas where acne breaks out or on the tops of the shoulders. And the same thing can happen with different types of skin changes, skin changes and darkening underneath the armpits and underneath excessive hair growth, especially with women, like when we start to see that tends to be more dominant of there being more testosterone in the body. So you can see things that are very basic, and it's interesting because when I first got into practice, when I was a naturopath and I was still in acupuncture school, I worked for the Arizona Skin Facial Institute. And they brought me in because, and they don't exist anymore, unfortunately. But they brought me in because they needed someone to deal with hormones. They have all these people coming in for cosmetic procedures to get rid of the extra hair, to change things in their body. But they even realized that that's not addressing the underlying problem. And so cosmetically, people are coming in going, I don't want this to look this way anymore. But they weren't able to do it. So that's where we came in. And I was starting to notice the more acupuncture I was using, the quicker I would get my results when they were doing cosmetic procedures. Or if we had to go down the bioidentical route, I was working with pharmacologists who would kind of mix and make that Frankenstein type of potion, but at least we made it per them, per the individual, instead of doing, back then it was only a 3-month injectable pellet that was available to put your hormones in. So there was a lot of different things that we had to take into consideration. So visually there's a lot going on, but then the testimony of the actual patient when you're sitting there and saying, like I said, my lab work that I had done with my primary care practitioner says this, but this is how I feel. And there's so many different layers to that. And when the body starts to heal and recover itself, that may bring out more layers, or that may bring out different findings that are bring out other issues as well, too.
When you look at a patient, you analyze and diagnose, and you have them stick your tongue out. And, you know, we've talked about this on the program in relationship to different things. But there's an observation of the tongue where the tongue around the perimeter looks scalloped. Does that have to do with hormonal systems?
Sure, it absolutely does. And it's interesting because when that happens, there's almost, if you think about it, there's too much fluid in the body. So it's making the tongue expand. That's what's pushing it out against the teeth. And that's what gives you these little scallopy ridges, edges. And the longer that's been going on for, the more deep those cracks are, the more deep they're visible. And what's that goes back to is actually the digestive system. Where are we getting some of the factors that we need to make hormones, like the cholesterol from the fats we're bringing in, like the nutrients that we need to actually activate some of these hormones? They're all being absorbed in the digestive tract, or the spleen and the stomach, they say in Chinese medicine. That is stage one right there. So we know that there's stuff going on that we have to do, and that may or may not be related to whether or not they have digestive issues or if they have excessive weight gain. But essentially, that's a starter point. We know that there's an underlying deficiency that we need to help start work with. And then we can look at the organ systems in Chinese medicine that are more related to the hormones, like the liver and the kidney. Liver processing not only us everything biologically, but also mentally. How do we deal with the outside stressors? What's coming in from the outside, which is a whole nother way to look at hormones, is what are the environmental factors that we have in our food or water, our air, what we're bringing in? And then also looking at the kidneys is how are we getting rid of our stuff? Are we toxic and holding things inside? Are we breaking it down the way it should? There are physical symptoms that you can see on the body in a lot of different places, like the tongue and pulse and face, that relate to those organ systems.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about acne in children, but there's acne in adults. And a lot of people run off and they think it's rosacea and things of that nature. You know, when you look in the mirror and you see your nose is breaking out, or your nose is getting red, or you start seeing the cellular components, the inner spaces, you know, that make that are holding that tissue together, that's an indication of a problem, and it's an indication of liver function. The liver is not filtering the way it's supposed to. So when you look at the face, so now you have a liver problem, and the problem, if you will, that exists if the liver is not filtering the way it's supposed to is significant hormone imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And then the main thing, too, is when you look at some of these things, a lot of times it's not evident to us because we see ourselves all the time, or we cover up those things. So we have to take that into consideration. But these symptoms not are just coming out on lab reports or blood tests or urine tests or saliva tests. They're coming out in other ways. And the more they're coming out, the more that they're becoming a problem that has to be dealt with before they lead to additional problems as well. Same thing too with dryness. You know, we think about the acne part, but when skin gets dry, is the nourishment not getting there because circulation's not there? Or is the nourishment not there because there's underlying issues with hormones not being able to do what they need to do? You know, from a woman's perspective, we see this with vaginal dryness, with estrogen deficiencies. We see this a lot, and especially the ears in Chinese medicine are another way to diagnose the body as well, too. Different little sections will be dry as well. So there'll be a lot of different things that we take into consideration beyond just your lab scores, because you are not your numbers.
So, quick question. You know, one that's sitting out there. So I got all this stuff, and I'm whatever age I'm at. Is this reversible?
Yes. It is to an extent, because I say this because, one, hormone changes are part of normal aging. That's what we like to forget about or want to forget about,
but they
right?
should be in balance.
They should be in balance so that they happen on a normal way. They shouldn't take over. They shouldn't be too much or too little. But at the same time, they should be in balance. And that's what we want. The person that's going to be in balance, they're going to have some of the same changes that are going on, but their body's going to adjust to it. The person that, great example, a woman goes through hysterectomy, all of a sudden she's gone from having a period to no longer having a period. Guess who's going to have a harder time shifting? their hormones, and it's going to be the person that all of a sudden everything is gone, and now the adrenals, which has to do with all the other stressors, has to pick up the balance.
Yeah, that's called 24-hour menopause.
Exactly. So that can happen. The same thing with men, too. A lot of times if a prostate's removed because of prostate cancer, that's one of the main concerns. Are they going to be able to sexually function? Are they going to be able, are they going to have the same symptoms that they had before? So they're going through different things that are normal because there's no signaling there anymore. The tissues that are responsible for this aren't present anymore. So how do we make even those transitions? Or as we see more people and hear more about, say, transgender people who are going through and basically completely swapping their hormones, how do we deal with them on a one-to-one basis? Because their hormone changes are normal. It's just keeping them in balance.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, you talk about men and and how they've approached prostate problems in this country, and the thing of it is that most men, even if they have a prostate cancer, will die of old age before they die of the prostate cancer, because most of them are so slow moving, even if you did nothing. Now, there are some, obviously, that have to be addressed, and there's ways of identifying which are which. But when you get a prostate cancer, in, you know, over time, one of the traditional ways the medical community would approach it, they'd give them either estrogen suppressive therapeutics, or they would insert a radioactive isotope within the prostate. In both cases, now all of a sudden the guy starts ending up with female characteristics, man boobs and so forth, and their estrogen levels start rising, and now they become susceptible to other things as well and degenerative conditions of cancer. It's, you know, sometimes we bite ourselves, you know, in trying to survive or looking at the symptom. And this is the process of, with acupuncture, with looking at things in a very different method, looking at what the body's saying, of finding out the why is that. Where did it come from? Where's the triggering mechanism? You know, guys, this is not a class on trying to figure out how you can become 18 again. You know, as Dr. Pina said, there is a normal transition, but everything should be in balance. You should be functioning capable, and you're, you know, it has an effect on your heart. It has an effect on your body's capacity. You know, that extra fat that's sitting around your gut that's causing damage to your heart. All of those things can be modified. You know, what I say is that your life should be like a beautiful candle that lights up early and runs brilliantly forever and then suddenly just goes out. You shouldn't linger and wax and wane and suddenly, but because of the things that we don't expose ourselves to properly or the things that we do improperly is what we're talking about.
Exactly. And we're talking about using something like Chinese medicine and acupuncture as one of the stepping stools to get that balance that we need, instead of it being the be-all, end-all, and then only requiring just us to give more supplements or more medications.
This is going to be a fun evening, this Wednesday evening. You know, this Wednesday evening, the 20th, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your presenter, and she's going to show you identifying characteristics of what's going on in the body, and if you're doing things properly, how these characteristics begin to modify, abate, go away. So join us. All you have to do is go online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Or call the office directly, and we'll give you that number when we come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Again, those of you out west, thanks, you know, for getting up and spending a little time with us on Sunday morning. And those of you listening on the net or through, you know, replays, if you will, we appreciate that. Thank you so very much. And again, we'd like to salute all of those who serve us in the armed forces, because we know that you listen, because we get the notes and the questions. And so any way that we can serve you, please let us know. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here and how you register for Dr. Stephanie Pina's presentation on hormones this Wednesday, the 20th of June, is simply by doing this. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Or simply call the office at 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117, and register. Remember, our classes have been very full, and we've changed the format a little bit in that we're doing more demonstrations and show and tell, and you really appreciate this presentation because of that. She is probably the best when it comes to that type of thing. So join us. We'll have some fun. You'll learn a lot, and you'll get to see what you can do to change and make a difference in your life. Dr. Pina, let's get back to the topic a little bit. What I'd like you to do is kind of brief us. You know, what are you going to do Wednesday night? And I'm going to be there. I'm going to listen and, you know, learn a whole lot, because every time I hear you present, I learn more than I knew I had forgotten.
Well, we all have hormones. That's a good starter point.
Thank you.
And so now we have to keep them in balance and in check as we go through life, and no matter what stage of life we're at. And understanding more about how they function together, how they support each other, how the body has feedback mechanisms that we know about in Western medicine and that we know about in Chinese medicine and using acupuncture, that's how we truly balance hormones. We need to keep them going and flowing, but essentially what we need to do is make sure that one doesn't exceed over the other one. So we're going to talk about hormones themselves, how they connect together, how do we look at it from a very, very basic standpoint and then move up, and how we try to integrate things in the office as well, too, with using things like acupuncture to help with the balance and to also help out with using some of our other tools like testing to go along with it. Because really, it's not going to be one thing that just balances hormones. It's going to be multiple things. And so acupuncture works as a great way to help transition and also to help balance things from a different perspective than you've usually done before. So in that saying, we're also going to answer any of those acupuncture questions and possibly do a demonstration that shows you that this is not someone coming at you with a blood draw needle or injection, that it's very doable, and that most of my patients, when they come in, 80% of them that have never had acupuncture before are scared to death of it. You know why? Because they don't know what to expect. It's the fear of the unknown, and that's what we need to break that stigma right now. And I've had patients come in over and over again asking me, show me, walk me through it. How does this affect the hormones? And especially after becoming a fellow with the American Board of Reproductive Oriental Medicine, where we work a lot with fertility, we know how to work with, I know how to work with basically the information that you have from your Western doctors. So it's a very unique opportunity to come in and ask those questions and get things started so that you can actually live a more hormone balanced life.
If we have a good start of the week, and I'm there, and I'm not totally brain dead, which I will be there, but the brain dead piece is the other piece, I will let you demonstrate on me and put needles in front of me and in me in front of everybody that's there.
There we go.
So,
and we're also going to talk about, I'm going to have 5 or 6 factors of reasons why people don't have their hormones in balance. And that's something different. We don't go about why they're not in balance. We go how to balance them and how to put supplements and medications in. But why aren't yours in balance? And individuality is part of that.
Guys, real quick, just remember, 5% of all breast cancers are male today. That means that your hormones are not working the way they're supposed to. So this is a good opportunity to find out what you can do about them. We're coming up to that end of the program where I've got to say, see you next time, next week. We love you all. Bye.